Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, I'm Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour to feel the instant relief as you get in touch with your insight guided by your intuition. Every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., or 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, and 9 o'clock Mountain Standard time. So I'm bringing to you visionaries and speakers and authors, energy movers that I have met in my travels around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen. And they are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. Unfortunately, my guest today, Dream Rockwell, is unable to be here with us this morning. Dream Rockwell is the co-founder of the DoLab, along with the Fleming brothers, originally from Pennsylvania. She is busy adding the final touches to Lightning in a Bottle Music Festival, which is taking place in July 11th to 15th. And this year, for the first time in its nine-year history, the festival will be held at Lake Skinner and Temecula, California. There will be live bands, over 100 performers and artists, including circus acts. And the festival is a leader in the Green Festival movement. It offers visitors free filtered water, LED and solar lighting for all the stages, and serving organic food, wine, and beer. And this year, the DoLab has chosen to donate a portion of its proceeds to the Santa Rosa Plateau Foundation. It's for No Child Left Inside Environmental Educational Program, which encourages and funds environmental education, enhancing environmental literacy from kindergarten to the 12th grade, and fostering understanding, analysis, and solutions for our environmental challenges that we're facing today. I met Dream when I attended the emissary program for the Resonance Project Foundation when I was studying with Nassim Haramein. I wanted to learn about the quantum physics a bit. I had failed grade 10 algebra, and because the UN method uses the principles of quantum physics, I thought I have to go and study with a quantum physicist and find out the mechanics behind this. And, you know, if you're going to study with a quantum physicist, you may as well study with one that makes you laugh. And that would be Nassim. He's got a great sense of humor, and he makes physics fun. And so I met Dream there, and she is beautiful inside and out. She's courageous, talented, and she's Canadian, eh? So she has a huge heart, and right now she is very, very busy, and kind of couldn't come on the show because she's so busy organizing the final steps for this event that's going to be for thousands of attendees from around the world. Lots of love to you, Dream, and we'll see you soon. I'll be going out there to speak next week. So today, in her place, I have another powerhouse of energy and another Canadian woman, a fellow UN Method certified practitioner, Nicole Short, has graciously accepted my invitation to come on the show today to move some more serious energy. Less suffer and struggle, more fun for the planet. We are going to open the phone lines up to our listeners again today. So if you have an issue or a bother, Nicole and I will work together to shift it with you. Welcome back to The Truth is Funny, Nicole.
Oh, hi, Colette. Thank you. I'm honored to be back today.
It is my pleasure to have you back. You were here a while back, and we did a lot of shifting for people, and I received some amazing emails, the results that people were getting and how much they enjoyed it. And what an inspiration you were for so many listeners as a mother that has taken charge to improve, you know, your family's life. For the listeners that weren't listening the last time, can you just share a little bit of your story with us today?
Oh, absolutely. So I have a son who about 6 years ago was diagnosed with autism, ADHD, opposition defiant disorder, and had extreme anxiety. We were just devastated emotionally and just seeking out natural ways to help our child, because everything, we were doing everything that the medical system had guided us to do, and it's just like that wasn't good enough. I just knew that it could be, you know, better. So I just started seeking out natural remedies for his situation. And about, I don't know, a year and a half ago, I came involved with the Ewan Method, and I met you at a demo of yours out here in Vancouver, and you knew exactly what our situation was and started clearing me, and I have never felt such intense hope for our situation. You know, my son, he wasn't reading at the time. He was already kicked out of the school. He was experiencing intense difficulties in regards to friendships. And it's just like we weren't functioning very well. He was on four medications, and they were talking about putting him on more. And I just knew that this was going to be an answer for us, and it was. After my first session with you, we went back to the doctor, a really well-known psychiatrist, and he's like, oh, well, your son's doing so well, it's time to decrease the medication. And this is the first time he'd done that in years. And my son's down to one small pill a day, and that's going to be taken away soon, too. And this is all, you know, just within a year and completely, you know, directed by the doctors because of the shifting that you've done around us and our family. So it's been amazing.
That is so awesome. And since then, you have been following your own intuition and your own insight to for improving your child's life and for improving other children's lives. So,
yes.
Tell me about that. What's that been like for you?
Well, I was, you know, having sessions so often, I just was seeing the results. And the most amazing thing to me is that my son has never had to come to you for a session. You did all the shifting through me, and I just knew that I wanted to do this myself because it can be done at a distance. You can just tune into whoever, you know, tune into my child when he's at school. And, you know, I can clear him, and it's just made his life so much easier. So I started taking classes whenever they came up, and I started taking Dr. Ewan seminars and classes whenever they were on the internet. And then it came, you know, an opening came to become a certified mastery practitioner this last year, and, you know, I took it because the results that we've experienced have just been phenomenal. And just incredible. So I knew I just wanted to take this out and provide people with a solution like I had been looking for.
That is awesome. You know, the thing about the following your own intuition and about being able to do it in this way, my most favorite thing about this is that when children have issues, the issues that come up are generally not from these children. And I've spoken about this, how we pray and pray for these angels, you know, oh God, please send angels to the planet to be here. And then they get here and we don't, they're different and we don't like what they say. So we drug them. And, that's not the solution. These children, many of their issues are coming from the society that they live in, and they're very sensitive. And so we can always shift children's sensitivities to, to, work for them rather than against them. Mm-hmm. So how is your son now?
Oh, very happy. He's making friends all the time. He's reading. He's got a little sister who's 3.5, and he's just become one of the most amazing big brothers that I've ever seen. And he's actually developing his own intuition now and letting me know what's going on and starting to be able to express his own energy sensitivities, which is just amazing and started happening in the last month or so.
That's so cool, because when we have children and we strengthen them with every thought. See, the number one weakness for every child on this earth is a mother's, the leading weakness is a mother's worry. And so when you're given a diagnosis, a serious diagnosis about your child, and you start to worry, every thought kind of tends to weaken that child, because you're thinking about the worry about it. And, the average child, how many times does a mother think about their child a day? Like a lot. And so, yeah. So if every time we use our thought to go to our midline, and we go and think about our child's midline, and we think about strengthening our child rather than weakening them with our thoughts about, oh, are they going to be okay? Will they be able to handle it? Will they be able to, be able to go to school, etc.? Then, if every thought counts towards strengthening them, it goes a very, very long way in improving their lives, and we can be in time. All right, we are going to take a quick break. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. And when we come back, we do have Dream on the other phone line, and she wanted to say a quick hello, so she did find some time to call in. And then we will get back with Nicole and Dream. Thank you.
The Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and surprise, surprise, Dream managed to phone in and get a little, just be able to share a little bit of her time with us. Hi, Dream.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm in it. It's
so hot. So, how's the festival? Are you? How's the preparation coming?
It's going great. It's everything is falling into place. We are in that sort of time period. It's a week out, and we're in that moment where it's just so full on for everyone. But everything is just amazing. There's so much happening. I'm super excited for the doors to open and everyone to come in and see what we've planned for them this year.
Oh, wow. I can hardly wait. So just tell us a little bit about how did you end up doing this?
I knew that my life had a greater purpose than what I was doing 10 years ago. And I actually went to Burning Man. And while I was at the festival, I met randomly met another human soul and had a connection with him. And he very quickly started asking me questions about my life and made me get very serious about what I was doing with my life and how I was using my time and what I was creating on Earth. And in that moment with him, which was really probably only lasted maybe 20 minutes, he told me that I did not have a point on my arrow, that I had all these concepts and ideas, but they were shooting in every different direction, and I didn't have a point on my arrow, and I need to get a point on my arrow. And he said to me, you get a point on your arrow, and you come back and tell me what that is, and we'll take it from there. And
you need to be able to take consistent steps of action towards your goal. So you need to know what the goal is.
Exactly. And I thought that I did have consistent, a strong vision. But, looking back at it, I can see now that I really was just like shooting arrows in every direction. So I left him, and within an hour, I sort of had this vision of what it was that I truly wanted to do and what my real purpose on Earth was, at least, in this time period. So then I spent the rest of the festival searching for him and couldn't find him. It took me 6 days to find him again because I was so excited to tell him that I had a point on my arrow and I knew what it was. And when I finally tracked him down again and I laid out the entire vision, it was really to create a space on Earth for people to come in and play and explore and to learn, to take classes, to dance, to be surrounded by art, to interact with other beings who are like-minded, and that I wanted to create something that traveled around the world that was a sort of interactive playground for adults.
I love it.
So that's
interactive playground for adults. I love it.
So that was the beginning.
I was just going to say it's never too late to have a happy childhood.
Exactly. And you know, as adults, we really don't have places where we can come and explore ourselves that openly. There just you know, isn't anything available to adults. So that's what LID is for me. That's what Lucent Dossier is for me. And I feel like it's all just the beginning of what I'm here to do on Earth. And hopefully it just keeps growing and spreading and more will come.
Oh, you know, Dream, when I met you, it was, you know how sometimes we met at the Emissary Program for the Resonance Project Foundation. And when I met you and our eyes met, I knew I've known this woman for a million years.
Exactly. I felt the same way.
Yeah. And we had so much fun together.
I felt totally inspired by you and nervous around you, and then also totally comfortable. You were like my longest, oldest friend.
Well, you know, the thing is that it's so wonderful to have these powerful women who are empowering others and are not afraid to be there for other women and be there for the planet and step up and, you know, make this place a more fun place to be. That's what it's, you know, we're here and it's so beautiful here and we have this opportunity to make it even better. And I just really honor you for, I know how hard you're working right now. Well, I probably don't know. I have an idea of how hard you're working right now. And I get that, you know, you've probably been putting in the 26-hour days. And so I appreciate so much you coming on here and, you know, and sharing with us your vision and, you know, taking this time to do it. You are a blessing. You really are. You such a beautiful big heart.
Thanks, Colette. Yeah, I'm definitely a strong, I'm a strong supporter of women stepping into their power. I really do feel that the balance between men and women on Earth in humanity has just been out of balance for so long. And if you look at nature, if you look at any species, whether it be in the plant world or in the animal world, when the male-female balance is out of sync, the species suffers and often perishes. So the fact that humanity has carried on for so long out of balance in the male-female realm is really what's led us to where we are right now, where things just aren't quite working as they should be on Earth. And I think that it's women who really need to do the work right now and step into our power and create a new style of leadership in the feminine way, which is very different from the male style of leadership. And both are needed. However, men have been leading for so long in their way without us in our power, without women in their power, that that the direction that we have gone in is just out of balance with nature, with Earth, and with what is actually our highest calling as humans. We're not exactly on the path that we need to be on to feel the joy that's that's possible here on Earth and to experience all the amazing things that are possible here on Earth. And when that women finally...
Yeah, that is... That is exactly the way what I've been experiencing too. And I have to go to break now. I want to thank you for coming on Dream and sharing with us. I'm Colette Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. When we come back, Nicole and I are going to clear some energetic blocks for the callers who are waiting to call in. And I just want to thank you, Dream, for coming on and sharing with us. We'll see you in California.
Yes, see you soon. I'll see you next week.
Love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Oh, we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and I have certified UN Method Practitioner Nicole with me to clear energetic blocks that are preventing you from getting what you want. So you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819 if you have a bother. And I just want to say thank you so much, Dream, for taking the time to come on and say hello to all of us. If you're in the California area, you definitely do want to attend that awesome music festival. It's going to be an amazing event. So, Nicole, you're back here on?
Yes, thank you.
Don't you just love Dream's energy?
Oh, my gosh, that's just beautiful. She's beautiful. It sounds like that festival is going to be just, you know, incredible. I wish I could make it out there next week.
Well, maybe the year after. And children are welcome.
Oh, for sure. That's my goal.
Yeah, children are welcome. You just if you're under 18, you have to be accompanied by an adult. Yeah. So do we have any callers at all? If we don't yet, because I forgot to give the number, 1-800-930-2819, I will... Nicole and I will just get in touch energetically with what's going on right now in the world and what's going on with the children in our world. Nicole, what's your experience with the other mothers that you have come across with, you know, children that are in similar situations, and how, you know, have they been willing to, attempt to shift this in a different way than normal?
You know, I've met lots of mothers who are willing to look for different avenues like I have, like the UN method. I think the biggest block that I come across in clearing them or in speaking with them is the influence from the doctors and the collective influence that, you know, things have to be the way that they've been told. Overcoming that hurdle.
Yeah, because this is why it's so important to be your own expert. There's many wonderful doctors and wonderful people out there in the medical profession who are doing amazing work, and some of them have attended my seminars to understand how to shift this energy in this way. Also, having said that, the vast majority of people give their power away. Having said that, we do have a caller on the line. We have Dean from North Battleford who was on last week, and he wants to share with us what he's experienced since last week. So are you there, Dean?
Yes, I've been here since the break.
Okay, cool.
Listening.
And how are you, Dean?
Well, and eagerly anticipating the beginning of my radiation treatment in Saskatoon starting next Monday. But I must say that after my first exposure to the UN method last Wednesday morning, which was during your program, I was receiving a treatment, and we called in, and I don't know what you guys did to me, but it's... It's all good. Certainly felt your touch from a distance for sure. I feel that through my second go around here in North Battleford with Janet, I certainly have maybe narrowed down the cause of all of it, and it's interesting how. She seemed to have no trouble at all stepping back through my life and figuring out why what is going on in my life physically right now is happening. And maybe that's a lame way of describing it, but that's what's going on.
This is awesome. Janet, who he's speaking of, is she's also a UN Method certified practitioner and a mastery practitioner, and she works with me. She's the one who answers your emails a lot of the time, she's an amazing practitioner. I've got Nicole on here also, who is also a mastery practitioner. What are you experiencing now? Let's shift some more for you here.
Well, it seems as though things karmically connected to the past have found a circle, and they don't have anywhere to go because I don't have any offspring, so it can't be passed down the way it has been. It seems the last couple of times it's done its route. So what I'm experiencing is it seems as though the tumor that is on my neck is certainly almost feels like it's letting go of my body. It certainly is easier to move the mass around. It has become quite solid lately, and without getting into details about what happened in the treatment and everything with Janet, I've come to realize that maybe something that I did when I was younger to my father, when he was the same age as I am right now, has had a major...
Okay, so... Take a deep breath, Dean. Dean's getting emotional because we're clearing you as you're speaking here. So, Nicole, what are you picking up?
Well, I'm just going to really strengthen him to, you know, that situation he's just talking about right now, and then clear those emotions down and really strengthen him to every choice in the past, and that the idea that we can, you know, almost rewrite the past by our what we do in our future and in our present. And that it wouldn't come back into play, you know? And
yeah.
And then just really, well, the lymphatic system just kept coming in. So I'm just really strengthening that and, you know, just deleting down the tumor.
And what I'm picking up, Dean, is that there's no need for regret. And so Dr. Ewan talks about this quite a bit, about how people who don't have offspring, like who don't have children, those potential offspring will sometimes come in and create issues for us. We don't have to make this about regret. We're just going to strengthen you to that. And to I just want to explain to you and the listeners that any healing that takes place from the person from within yourself. And so what we're doing is we're identifying what are the leading energetic blocks underlying the physical reason. Like, you'll have a physical issue, but the underlying reasons for that physical problem that you're having are often on the mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, or spiritual. And if you identify that, then what you can do is move that energy in a way that people can get back on track, but get back in alignment with your energy. So how are you feeling right now, Dean?
I'm got it back together.
There you go.
I'm doing all right.
See, yeah, this is what's so beautiful about this method, is that you're going to shift very quickly. And so when someone feels really emotional and they're letting go, it's letting go of a part of yourself that no longer belongs to you. So we just strengthen you to that, to let it all go. We have another caller on, so I want to thank you so much for sharing your story, and we're going to take another caller before we go to break here. Thank you for calling in, Dean.
Thanks again for everything.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you, Nicole, and if you want to say hi to her or bye to her. There you go.
Hello?
Are you there,
bye.
Nicole?
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Nicole. We have Dula on the line.
Hi, Colette. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Dula?
Good. Good. Did we just say bye to Nicole?
No, no, she's here.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
Hello, Doula.
It's great to hear you guys this morning. Thanks for letting me be on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. So, Doula, tell us about what's going on with you.
Oh, I was hoping you would tell me, Colin. I thought maybe you guys could just could tune into my primary weakness, because I know that you guys are able to do that. I guess the one thing that I'm just going through right now would be in regards to relationship. I don't know. I just thought I would see if you guys can pick up any primary weaknesses with your fabulous intuition.
Cool.
We've
only got 1 minute to do it. So, Nicole, go fast.
Okay. I'm just picking up, you know, choices. So all past choices, and just strengthen all past choices for all of time. And then just that you're strong to them and that they're not going to come and infect your future choices. That's the number one weakness for you today. And then it's really the other thing that I'm picking up is sort of like vows that you made to yourself in past lives for suffering.
Cool. We need to go to break right now. But before we go to break, I just want Nicole to share her information. And then when we come back, we'll do a group clearing for all the listeners.
Great. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Doula.
Thank you, Doula.
Nicole,
Thanks, guys. Quickly
share your information, your contact.
Okay. I'm Nicole from Inner Freedom Now, and you can find me at www.innerfreedomnow.ca. So that's www.innerfreedomnow.ca.
Awesome. When we come back, we're going to do the shift of the week for all our listeners.
With a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, except,
whoa,
am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the...
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com. Tune into Intuit University. Compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, we're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and Nicole Short is on here on the show with me right now, and we are going to do some clearing for the shift of the week. What the number one weakness that we're perceiving for the listeners listening in, and you know, for people in general right now, and we both feel that is change. And what I was picking up early this morning, quite often, because there is no time, you know, in this world we live in a time frame. We have linear time in our third dimensional world, but in actual fact, there really is no such thing. Time really has bothers people a lot of the time. And so these times that we're in are very changing times. There's a lot happening. And so we want to strengthen everybody to be able to change with the times very quickly and to not get triggered by it. There's a lot of emotional flooding. If there's not emotional flooding, there's a lot of Mother Earth flooding right now in Canada, here in particular in Alberta. Nicole, what are you picking up?
Well, just like what you talked about with the emotional flooding and the changing, and it's like people are either, you know, in the midst of a flood or feeling emotionally flooded. And so just strengthen everybody to their emotions and then, you know, separate them from their thinking and their feeling so that their flooded emotions aren't affecting their insight or intuition.
Go ahead.
And the other thing that was really coming in strong is just the speed. I guess you mentioned that too. And so really shifting everybody to be in touch with the speed of planet and the speed of outer space. So it's all in alignment so that it's not affecting people's energy fields.
I was just going to say, I was just picking up the speed of the earth.
So, oh, there you go.
Yeah, we want to strengthen that. We want to strengthen that we can stand firm on this ground, evenly centered, stable, and balanced, no matter what happens. And let's take the overwhelm out of it. And also the misinformation, the misinterpretation, and the misrepresentation of information. We want to, a lot of what people feel is stress is just their, a lot of information coming in that isn't necessarily true information. And when we insist and insist and insist that a problem is one thing and it really isn't, it's something else, we just have a tendency to make the problem feel worse and worse and worse. And if we just allow ourselves to use our insight with our intuition, our feelings, and our perception all in connection with each other, what happens is we can move forward in a stronger way. So Nicole, what else are you getting?
Just strengthening people physically so that every cell of their body is strong and has structural integrity and is completely integrated with each other and in, you know, connection and balance with the earth. And just that people would be able to move forward and that their old, you know, patterns wouldn't come in and create any limits in walking forward, in taking their consistent steps of action.
And I was just picking up, why not have them dance forward?
Yeah, okay. You know, so life's fun. And just sort of influence that it needs to be a whole lot of work. You know, so that we can go out and just do what our life purpose is, you know, from our heart. And it's like
Absolutely.
So many people want to do that, but they won't allow themselves to.
And the playground for adults that Dream was speaking of.
Yeah,
I just love
yeah.
that. You know, and I was following an elderly woman in my car. Like she was driving ahead of me, and she had a bumper sticker that said, "It's never too late to have a happy childhood." And I thought, isn't that the truth?
That's perfect.
Yeah, so we don't need to recycle this old energy. And I'm picking up psychic energy of rebirthing, recycling, threads, ties, vows, any portals of energy coming in for any of us. Let's eliminate, set free, independent, release, protect, remove, replace, restore, and integrate our true, our higher selves, our connection to our higher self, our God-given right to enjoy this planet, enjoy each other. That feels like it's a lot stronger now for a lot of the people listening in. It's important that we don't give anything importance. Did that make
yeah.
sense? So let's just even for Dean, who's been diagnosed with cancer, if you think about cancer as just a bunch of cells that decided that they want to become really important and get together and create an organ, then the more importance you give them, the more important they get. And so I'm just clearing that for him, like to let go of the seriousness. The reasons why people come to what we call serious disease is through tiny little, they could be the tiniest, weeest thing that could create, propel that into motion. So let's just strengthen for everybody not to take life too seriously. And where are you at with that, Nicole?
Oh, well, I was just picking up, shifting people to the lightness of humanity was what was coming in, right, as you said, what you just said. And so just, removing the heaviness off people's shoulders.
Yes.
And that, yeah.
Cool. So I just want to let the listeners know that if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me on www.thetruthisfunny or on www.crystallinevision. That's with one L. And I'm on Facebook, I'm on Google, I'm on Twitter, on all the social media. And, next week I will be speaking at Lightning in a Bottle, and I'm really, really looking forward to that. My daughter is getting married in Canmore, Alberta, which was just devastated with a flood. What was that, Nicole, about 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Yeah, so Nicole and I just wanted to send some shifting over to that area. It's flooded with emotion. So
yeah.
It feels like just totally, completely flooded with emotion. So we just want to strengthen the people there and everything that's going on for them. And I do have an upcoming interview with Sue Fellows on Our Inner Awakenings on July 18th. I'm really looking forward to that interview. And on July 24th, I'm starting my new teleconference program, Bloom Into Your Infinite Potential. And this is a 9-week program that is meant to set goals and reach them. And so it's about using the group synergy to boost people's potential so that all the participants would, as each of us has a success, all the other participants would also enjoy that success. And I've been having a lot of people asking me, do I have anything explaining how to do this? And, without having attending a seminar, and I do have videos available on The Truth is Funny, as well as that Bloom Into Infinite Potential that's on there. What I would like to say is I want to thank my guest, Nicole, today for coming on for such short notice. Thank you, Nicole.
Oh, thank you, Colette. I wouldn't miss this ever.
I love you. You're awesome. And I just want to thank Dream for taking the time out of her very, very extremely busy, busy, busy day and night, I'm getting, you know, for coming on the show and just and sharing with us a little bit of her vision. And so I just want to thank all the listeners for calling in. And Dean, thank you for sharing your story, and Dula. And we, I will be back next Wednesday. And you can join me every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. And so everybody stay strong and feel your midline so that you can feel that physical potential. There's absolutely nothing on this earth that you can't handle. And remember, shift happens. Bye for now, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.